Hello, welcome to the introductory podcast for the Queensland Integrity in Health series. I'm Dr. Nicola Stepanov, the Integrity Commissioner. Now, each year we organise, together with our partner, Health Ethics and Law Queensland, an Integrity in Health series. Now, usually we would be hitting the road and delivering seminars not only in metro areas but also in regional and rural areas. However, this year COVID unfortunately has put a stop to that. So we've had to think outside the square, and together with our partners at the Office of the Health Ombudsman, Doctors Health in Queensland, Avant, and of course Health Ethics and Law, which is the Queensland chapter of the Australasian Association of Bioethics and Health Law, we've thought outside the square and we've come up with a series of podcasts with some experts. Now, joining me today in this podcast are my two partners in crime. I've got Dr. Margaret Kay, the Medical Director working with Doctors Health in Queensland. Hello, Margaret.
Hi, Nicola. It's great to be here.
And I've also got Tracy Pickett, the Medico-Legal Advisor with Avant and also a Director of the Queensland Doctors Health Program, which is now known as Doctors Health in Queensland.
Hi.
Hello, Tracy. How are you? Welcome. Oh, my goodness. That was a big mouthful to get out.
It was a big intro, wasn't it?
It was a very big intro. I feel a bit exhausted now. But we're not too exhausted to tell our listeners what we've got lined up for them in our podcast series. So this year's topic is mandatory reporting for health professionals. What are the ethical and legal ramifications? Well, Margaret, how can we pick this topic this year?
Well, it's a really important topic because many doctors are already talking about it, often behind closed doors, and it has a huge impact. If we do not understand our mandatory reporting requirements, then a lot of doctors find that they struggle when they're trying to care for their colleagues, and they struggle when they're trying to access care for themselves when they have health issues. And we just don't want people to have difficulty accessing care for themselves.
I know, it's such a critical issue. And tell us a bit about Doctors Health in Queensland. What's its role?
So Doctors Health in Queensland has been around for over 30 years now, and it's been supporting Queensland doctors and medical students for all that time. And in particular, it provides a 24/7 free, independent, confidential colleague-to-colleague helpline. So it provides care for people, often completely anonymous, so that doctors can ask for support and receive support from an experienced GP, and the GPs volunteer their time to provide that service. And it's been absolutely marvellous working with my colleagues who deliver that care simply from the kindness of their heart. So we actually work at the coalface. We hear the stories at the coalface, and that's why we become incredibly passionate about helping people to understand these sorts of issues, because we know that this is where there are barriers to care. We deliver a lot of education, and we continue to advocate strongly for people to recognise the importance of doctors' health, because ultimately, if doctors are well, they deliver higher quality care, and that's going to be great for everyone in our community.
Oh, absolutely. And look, anything that impacts on their health and well-being will naturally then impact on the community, particularly in those areas, you know, fairly rural and remote, etc. Now, Tracy, medico-legal advisor, you're an expert in this area. What were your concerns around our topic this year? Is it something that you're seeing a lot, this sort of stress with health professionals?
Oh, absolutely. But it's a great topic to look at, because there are so many different facets of the theme that we can explore, and I think that's been revealed in the podcasts we've recorded so far. Everyone's got a different perspective. It is a very complicated area and really interesting to start to delve into. So congratulations to your office for exploring the topic. It's really important.
Oh, look, it's not all credit to us, because we've done this together as a team, and also with, of course, Andrew Brown at the Office of the Health Ombudsman and HEAL. Tracy and I, of course, are on the steering committee for HEAL, and again, it's the Queensland chapter of the Australasian Association of Bioethics and Health Law. So if you are a little bit of a bioethics or a health law nerd, come and join us sometime, and I'm hopefully you'll learn quite a bit about it. So we've got this stellar lineup already. And not only that, we're going to be going live with quite a few of the podcasts very soon, but we're also going to be adding more podcasts as we go along. So this is not a topic we're going to close off just with a few podcasts we put up there. So we just want to say a huge thank you very much to our guests who've joined us in recording the podcast. And we're very excited to offer this medium, particularly to at this time when we've got this pandemic and it's really hard to access education or just to find out more about topics like this. And stay tuned also on our website for more podcasts as they're recorded. So this year's topic again, mandatory reporting for health professionals. What are the ethical and legal ramifications? And with our podcast series, we've got all these different experts and they're teasing out the little different subtopics. So if you click on the links, listen to the topics that are of interest to you. And if you enjoy the series, please feel free to email us at office@integritycommissioner@queensland.qld.gov.au. I'm not even sure if that's the correct email address, but it doesn't matter because you're on my website and you'll be able to find us anyway. Hey, so thank you, Tracy and Margaret, for joining us on this podcast. And here's to a successful podcast series.
Absolutely. Thanks for involving us.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.